I am recording. What I'm going to do, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you what each of these sound like when I go out there. I'm going to be quick because it's late at night. But... okay. That's the bug, and it's round, and it's on a spring, so the wind bumps it, and it's got, oh, let's see, one, two, three, wait, three, four, five. That's what that one sounds like. So... I don't see anything over here. The microphone can't pick this up, but I hear lots of bass. Lots. Okay. That's a big set. And there's another big set. That's a littler set for the wooden. Here's a wooden set. And I only see like four. Where are the other two? Oh boy. That's fascinating. Yeah, I'll say. We already came and visited here. I don't want to be here too much, but yeah, I'll say it's fascinating. Hey, Fubby. I'm going to knock on the window. Gets his attention, maybe. Come here, I only see three or four wind chimes. Oh, here's the shell one. It's kind of a tangled, gnarled mess. That's what the shells, I think they're so heavy they really can't make a noise. No, but the wind can sure make them gnarl up pretty good. There's that one, and I only see like three or four others. I thought we had six out here. Oh, this is the bug one. So there's two over here, and then three over here. This,
yeah, I think we have five out here and six out front.
I thought we had six and six. Oh. Okay. So maybe they're all here. Okay. Okay, be quiet. Now it's really late. So we can go out front and make some noise. So we gotta even the score and put another one out here. Ha ha! A nice little melodic sounding one. I'll show you what's out front. Five and six?
Six.
Okay. So I think we find another one for the backyard because I'm silly like that. Ooh, that's supposed to be a nice, pretty, caramel-smelling candle, but it's being overtaken by... I'm not sure what. Oh, no, it's actually... Come here, Fubby. Okay, hold on. I'm going to start from over here, from right behind the screen over here. This is the four winds, and there's no, it's called the four corners of the earth or four winds. And this was one of my first ones I had when I was on my very own. Do we only have one back here? Yeah, I think we only have one. Looks like one. Oh, and there's a little one. And what's that one of? Is that an animal?
Two little ones. This is. It's like a.
Is that
stones, no, it's not animals.
What is it? An angel?
Oh, yeah, that's the angel one, yeah.
Huh.
The
other one that's the four corners. Yeah. And then let's make that one stop. This one's the lighthouse, I think, right? Which one's the lighthouse?
No, there's one that's the lighthouse that's a smaller one. I can't remember. I know it's out here.
This one is it, I think. I believe so. I can't quite touch the top, but you might be able to. Well, no, you just cut in front of me. The lighthouse one is right there. Right here.
This one's the lighthouse, yes.
Yep. Then this one, I believe, is Noah's Ark. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it, let's see. No, this one isn't Noah's Ark. It's, there were, Noah's Ark had animals and stuff like that. And I don't know if that exists anymore. I don't know what that is. But this one is a big one.
Yeah, okay, so you have six out here. Okay.
Is that all of them?
Yeah.
There's no more?
That's it. That's around the puzzle.
Yep. They're fun. Fun little collections. I smell like vanilla. Yum. Okay. What?
My desk. That poor screen was had.
Should I look up on Amazon to see how much storm doors cost?
May.
Or should you just call John and say, could you please replace this dumb, stupid door?
Shot. The latch isn't holding.
It's not even really any good.
Yeah.
So, and the heater needs servicing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I don't really want to run it much until we get it serviced. Mm-hmm. And, it's starting to sound loud and bumpy already, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, just wanted to show you the wind chimes. And, you know, I think if I could see, I would have been like a meteorologist or even like a wildlife specialist. You know, I would love that. That would be such a cool, now that would be a cool job. People are cool, but I think I would like to be like this one person that gave tours and tried to educate people about wildlife. I love that. I love to watch all the Animal Planet shows that, like when they were doing Growing Up Baby This. It's the Growing Up Baby series, and they had, some of the wild ones that grew up baby into these different zoos, and some of them became ambassadors to the general public, and while they were still yet really young, they got to go to places like TV stations and schools and stuff like that, and some animals, even as they got older, were able to visit the schools and have the children take a look at them, and they were educated about them, and I just thought, oh, that is so cool. That is just really cool. I would like to work for an animal place, but I know like the Oregon Humane Society told another blind person that in order for them to work there, they'd need somebody sighted to help them. And it's like, wow. I don't even want to deal with that. I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have a sighted person holding my hand. I love sighted people. That's not the point. The point is I want to be independent, and I don't want to have to